If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right.
How about that? They're doing it all.
You're hurting yourself by not going. Yeah.
So that's a you problem. Figure it out. Get to Reubens. Great steak options. They got walleye. They got Chilean sea bass. And they got a great plated brunch on Sundays. Okay. And, of course, the famous cookie skillet.
This cookie skillet, which I'll talk about later.
Okay.
That will be discussed later.
Oh, okay.
That's a tease right there.
It's a tease. There's been a slight tease.
I was going to say something, but I'm not.
Just slight tease.
Reubens Steakhouse, Highway 6.
Phil!
In Ashland, in between Lincoln and Omaha. Wonderful place to meet up.
South side.
It is the south side of the road.
South side of the road, right. Not on the south side of Ashland. It's right in the middle
it's
of
right
Ashland.
On Highway 6. Yes, south side of Highway 6.
You can't miss it. Probably talk to Phil about getting some halo lights put on that place.
That'd you be should. Incredible. That'd be a great addition.
Hey, Reubens.
Phil, think about it, because I know this. Like I told you guys, the car wash in Holdrege had him, and I was blown away.
That halo light.
Yeah, I was blown away.
Hey, how about red and black halo? Can you have black lights?
You can do any color you want. Black is feasible. No. Yes, you can do that. Reubens Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. There is something happening this week.
What is it?
The NFL owners meet this week in Minneapolis to talk about a variety of things, and a couple of different votes are on the table. A big one being proposed is the fact that the NFL playoffs, the seeding, potentially, if voted on, could be decided purely on the best record for all the seeds, not with the division winners getting automatically a higher seed than a wild card and getting a home game. There's been some years in the past, not always the case, where like a division winner went 9-8 or something bad. They won the division in a bad division, and they got the home game versus a wild card team that's probably won 11, 12 games, but they got the home game because of the rules of division winners getting that right. They're trying to potentially change that to say it's off the best record. Doesn't matter if you won your division or not. Is this the right? Would this be the right move for the playoffs to move this way instead of rewarding potentially a very average to bad division winner?
I'm for it. I don't like change. No one hates change more than me. I will say this: when the change, let's just say they do go with this one, they vote and they accept that they're going with this new plan, or they vote to stay the other way. 4 seconds after it's over, I'm okay with either one. It's not going to be one of those things that really get me that worked up about it either way. I'm probably, 51-49 in favor of the best team having the home game. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of that way. But other than that, not really. There's never a time I'm watching the NFL going like, well, this is horrendous.
No,
are you kidding me? The Colts are getting this. I'm going to lose my mind.
No, here's the thing. I mean, what you're kind of saying is, if I were the NFL, I wouldn't change much at all. Why change it now?
This has not been. Where's this pushback been? Because I don't hear it from the fans. I don't hear the clamoring from anybody.
Apparently, the proposal for a postseason change is coming straight from the Detroit Lions.
Oh,
and that proposal is going to be taken into consideration this week. Under the Lions' proposal, the 7 teams in each conference would still consist of 4 division champions and 3 wildcard teams. However, the big change is that the teams would be seeded by who has the best record. Under this proposal, a wild card team could be seeded ahead of a division winner if the wild card team has a better record. I don't have a problem with that, if that's the case, right?
It doesn't freak me out.
If the NFC East is dominant one year and only one team can win it, the second team that does not win has been going on the road in the playoffs, despite maybe having a better record than a division winner.
Weird. Just weird that all of a sudden it's cropped up like this.
Yeah, it doesn't freak me out too much, but they're not like there was instant conversation this year in the college football playoffs with the seeding.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a major,
college
major story.
A mess.
And it was changed immediately.
Right.
But
there's
going to
be
a
change.
There's going to be a change.
So, looks like it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it just doesn't makes sense. To say that it doesn't make sense,
oh,
I think would be wrong. It makes sense.
It doesn't need to happen.
But also it's not going to, like I said, it really don't come tomorrow, whichever way they vote on it today, it will not be like, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with the NFL. You hear what they did? Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. I don't think it's,
I'm with Bill. 4 seconds after whatever they decide, I'll be fine. I don't think I'd change, though, if I were the NFL.
I would go no change.
Yeah, why change now?
What are the odds of that?
We haven't seen it for a while where there's been a really bad division winner. Like this has been a couple years. I go back like 10 years ago, maybe more, when the Seahawks, I think, were 7-9 and won the division.
Yes.
And then Marshawn Lynch had the big run and they won that game. They were a 7-9 football team and beat, I think, the Saints that day. But and so they won. They got a home game and won, but it felt weird that a 7-9 team would have a home game in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But again, that was extreme. We don't see that hardly ever with a division winner anymore. Mm. It hasn't happened for a long time. Mm. See a 9-8, 8-9.
Mm.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill. Now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator. Now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All I got, Jay.
Doesn't bother you at all?
No,
no,
not in the least. I mean, my thing would be this. I don't know why they tinker too much with anything in the NFL. Not to say you don't always look at your whatever enterprise you're in and make necessary changes. But I don't know. It doesn't strike me as
at
necessary.
Least the proposal by the Lions, when if everyone, all the adults in the room sit and read it, it's like, this is interesting, well thought out, it should be considered.
Yeah.
That, so it was well done. Some things you look at and you go, I don't even want to talk about this. This is one that was interesting.
On YouTube, Jacob says, hang on a second.
The tube.
They want to make divisions meaningless then in this proposal. It means, it means nothing to win a division that might be lesser than the other.
That's not true. If you're a bad team and you win a bad division, right, that you're still in the playoffs.
Still make the playoffs.
Where
you're not changing that.
Yeah, we're
still
if
in.
You take what Sip, help me out here.
I'm trying.
NBA.
Yes.
Two divisions.
Yeah.
Two divisions. So it's top to bottom. That's all it is. That's it. So it's
that's
the
true.
Best
Western Conference and Eastern Conference.
That's all there is. And they take blank amount of teams out of each deal and doesn't matter. So there is no quads. There's not four of them.
Not really, no. Not fundamentally.
How many divisions are there?
There are eight. Well, there's four per conference.
Four per conference.
East, West, North, South.
Yes.
Hmm.
So you get four guaranteed spots and three wild cards.
The fellow on YouTube is on to something a little bit, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But again, but those division champs still are in the playoffs. They just might not have a home game possibly. That's the only difference here.
That's what I'm saying. If you're in the... If you were one of those horrible teams and you said no divisions matter, then you'd be out of the playoffs. They still get in the playoffs. So I kind of trying to like the new part of it. Like, okay, you can win the whole thing with seven wins, uh-huh. but I still get in the playoffs. That's okay. I don't know if you should win seven, win your deal, and get a home game.
That's as long as you get still get in the playoffs.
So long, yes. As long as you're still in.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not bad.
No.
So we'll see. I think that the meetings are tomorrow and Wednesday.
Imagine if they did that one, because I would hate that in the NFL. NBA, we don't even care. Eastern, Western, it's all you care about, right? Mm-hmm. What if they did that in the NFL? We just went to
I don't know how
top
I
to
feel.
Bottom, just top to bottom on both sides.
You wouldn't have the black and blue division anymore.
That's what I mean. All of a sudden,
you wouldn't
like
that.
No, all of a sudden like that. Are the is Washington playing the Cowboys this year? I don't think they got them this year.
No, well, I don't like that.
Said it twice a year.
You want divisions.
You want divisions. And there's certain divisions you really want. You want to see the Bears, Packers.
Yeah. Well, the black and blue division.
And the Vikings.
You want to see the Raiders and the Chiefs in the same in the same grouping, right?
Yes.
That would bother me.
And Denver. All those are great rivalries. Denver, Kansas City.
Absolutely. You can't change that.
Denver, Raiders.
Twice a year.
Yeah. No, you don't want to change that.
No,
but
I don't.
NBA like really didn't have that, right?
Not really, because they've never had it though. They've always just been two sides. That's been it. That's all that's ever.
Well,
been.
They do. They do have divisions in NBA. They got three.
They
divisions.
Have divisions.
They have three divisions per conference.
They do. They do, Bill. They do have divisions, but it's not. When I look up the standings, it's straight east and straight west.
That's what I'm saying. As far as standings,
that's fair.
So the other part makes. Why do you have that? That's just dumb. That's just who you play more, I guess. But no, that means nothing, because the record, just look at the standings, and it's two columns.
East,
that's it.
West. Right. When Alex says, see where the Bucks are. I don't look at where they're at in their division. I just look at where they're at in the East. Got it? Got it?
That's probably the right way to look at it anyways. Yeah. Yeah. So the meetings are tomorrow
and
Wednesday.
The Lions did not reach out to us at all.
No.
Stool?
And all we probably would have said
they're going around us.
Good luck. We said good luck. And if it doesn't work out, tough deal, but we'll be okay.
No, Jake might have had a little bit more wisdom on this.
I'm doing golf.
That was,
I don't have time.
Wait, did you hear Bill's driver take on golf? That was very well
freaked me out. You knew a lot about golf, but you didn't know Faraday, David Faraday.
I didn't know. I know Faraday. Well,
you said the wrong. You said Bill Faraday or something like that. You said John Faraday.
Like who's John Fogerty? And I wanted to be Bill
you
Fogarty.
Messed that one up.
I wanted to be John Fogerty's brother, Bill Fogerty, covering golf.
He knows David Faraday. You gave the wrong name.
You'd be good on Live Golf. You would, or PGA. I mean, you'd be good in an analyst. I think you could pick things up pretty quickly.
It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like watching the shows that when they have the Golf Channel at night, and they have the two or three guys that are on there, and they're talking over.
You could put your quarter zip on.
You got to have a tie.
That's more than a quarter zip.
That's more than a quarter. I could not pull that off. You got to be in a coat.
Yes, you could. I saw the cranberry jacket.
Yeah, got to be coat and tie. I wore the cranberry jacket. We'll get to that.
Oh.
Just down.
God.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
My bad.
We're teasing things here.
Are we doing Bill Shrills this week?
We're doing it next segment.
Okay.
When we come back.
I didn't know.
Song of the day and Bill's Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.